And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for today? Pete is not joining us. He's out doing a little fishing field diving fun trip, but Corey and I are going to be talking all kinds of fishing. We got the man, Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon, also Nomad Jigs. Talk about a great time to have a guy like Dale in here. We're talking fluoro, we're talking Nomad, and we're going to be talking to you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trix 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trix 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trix reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trix Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. And
Rick, I'm stoked to be in here today.
Yeah, stoked to have you, Corey. Yeah, good times. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing, and what great timing to have the guy in here with us, Corey, in Dale Hightower. So, Dale, the man, you know, I like this show so much. Seaguar Fluorocarbon, we always talk about it, and I always feel like I come across learning so much more about it, and it's just perfect timing because you have been a very busy dude between fishing and trips and travel, and we got so much cool stuff to cover.
Yeah, no, it's been a pretty busy year. I was trying to think when it started. I think it started in January, Nashville, you know, first distributor show was in Nashville, and it seems like I've been running ever since, and put some time on the water. This year, I counted 30 days on long-range boats. So.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I'm done for the year. I'm done until February.
All right.
So, yeah.
So, that's all 30 days.
Yeah, no, actually, because I do the five-day on the Rooster.
Sure.
And then I also did a 16-day in February. And then filled in for my brother Jason, who had a little bit of a back issue. So I did the 8-day.
You had to step in. You know.
Yeah, and then I did a small 3-day on the Intrepid in May. So, yeah. So I was trying to do the number of days on long-range boats was pretty close to 30 days.
Well, I love it, man. We always joke, like, you don't want to buy a car from a guy that doesn't know how to drive, man. You don't want to get your fluorocarbon from a company that doesn't fish, man.
Yeah, no, and you know what? I take something out of every fishing trip.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know, so I always look at it not just as a learning experience, but to see how people fish. We talk about a lot of techniques on this show, and I sometimes think like how much of an impact we're making.
Yeah.
You know, as far as educating the consumers on the newest techniques out there, and you know, I still think there's a long way to go. I mean, there's still a lot of monofilament fished in this business, and you know, I don't rep mono, so I don't promote it. But I'm a braid fluoro guy, straight.
Yeah.
And I understand the use of monofilament in certain applications, but. Yeah, that whole Top Shot deal that, you know, wasn't that long ago, 20 years ago, nobody was doing.
Yeah.
Is common.
That's what we do.
And mm-hmm. and it gets back to, I think, the education that we've given our anglers, which is the knots. You know, I think the knots made it easier, the John Collins knot, the Seaguar knot.
Right.
All those knots are so easy and make it simple to do the braid fluoro. Connections.
You're right. I mean, it, in the beginning of using, you know, using Spectra and then using fluorocarbon and Bimini Twist and Albright Special and tying knots that involved your feet and your knees and your hand, you know, like it was intimidating. And you're right. There's just nothing to it now. Like you look back not that long ago, it wasn't the case. And now I mean, you don't go fishing without tying a piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon on your line, whether you're using a small piece atop a longer Top Shot or how a lot of us have switched to just fishing. You know, your braid right to a little piece of fluoro, and in all fisheries.
And that's everything I do, from freshwater to inshore calico fishing, and obviously the local, you know, and offshore tuna fishing too. Yeah. But seriously, the El Salto to calico bass thing is, dude, the John Collins knot with a short 18-inch to, you know, 24-inch at the very most is everything I do, everything.
Yeah, no, it's and I was thinking about this. You know, we started representing Seaguar, I believe, like 2001.
Okay.
So, and I remember in 2001, you still had a lot of people that didn't even know what fluorocarbon was.
Well, even the ones that did, honestly, Dale, they kind of questioned it, you know, like seriously, like come on, this is
right. Well, and then the knot connection, you know, because we weren't fishing braid back then, so the knot connection from fluoro to mono was horrible. And the weak link's the mono. The fluorocarbon cuts into the mono.
Yeah.
So. Guys didn't know, or you know, angler did not know how to tie the proper knot that was easy, you know, to connect fluorocarbon to monofilament. So we were doing the tuna ring. So let's take three knots, you know.
Yeah.
So you tie little leaders up, pre-leaders with tuna rings.
We used to do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So and it's like, and that Seaguar knot changed. You know, it was a game changer for all of us to be able to fish fluorocarbon and eliminate a knot. And then everybody knows that knot's still used on big tuna. Like there's guys that will use the Seaguar knot fishing cow tuna.
Sure.
So
it's been
proven.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's been fun watching the progression. What's been really fun is watching how Seaguar has changed over the time from making a fluorocarbon, you know, leader material to now having options and all these different types of line that all, you know, positively affect the way we fish, and they all have differences, and some of them are more right for this niche style of fishing, and it's been so fun, and that's why, you know, you said it yourself, you spent 30 days in the water watching the fishing, and it's been cool to see all of the different lines that Seaguar has developed for the different styles and ways that we fish, You know, they haven't sat still in those 20 years. You know, they keep pushing and pushing the envelope. And
yeah, and that's a good point, Rick, because you said something to me down in the store when I was down there with Jason not that long ago about when we introduced Gold Label this year.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a, you know, this fishery out here has been big line the last couple years. And you're like, you know, we kind of tongue-in-cheek said, oh, yeah, not the right time to come out with a stealth.
Yeah,
a stealth fluorocarbon, because that's what it is. It's an ultra stealth, small diameter,
it's
high break strength.
The stealthiest.
This the stealthiest. And you guys kind of were like giggling tongue in cheek down at the landing, right?
That this is like when this line got introduced to us, which was basically at Fred Hall's show. Fred Hall was the first time we got to get our hands on Seaguard Gold Label. And when it was described to us, like, oh, my God, this is the best case scenario thing. You get, you know, the strength of a Blue Label with the size of a Premier. This is the perfect line. But at the beginning of this year, our fishing was nothing but big bluefins. You know, we started catching tuna this year in April, and March and April, when, you know, this line first came out, it was nothing but 50 pound, 60 pound. Like, that was the only line that was selling, and we joked with the boys, like, way to go, guys. You introduced this line, and it was nothing but big fish, and then the light switch just, in one shot, it changed, and it was all about having the stealthiest line and smaller bait and smaller hooks. And gold is just it's gold. I mean,
yeah,
it really is.
I told you, it is money. It is like when it comes to, you know, Guadalupe bluefin and that bite we had this year, even on that school size yellowfin, it was a pick bite. You know, when you're starting to drop down in, you know, number four hooks and, you know, 25 pound gold label, which is about the diameter of like 15 pound blue. You know, I mean, it's and those fish were quality fish with bluefin mixed in.
Yeah, so tell us about it. What exactly is Gold Label? That is the newest line. It was probably the most popular fluorocarbon that we sold at the tackle store this year at Fisherman's Landing. What is it about Gold Label? What is that line that people that aren't familiar? Because,
yeah,
I mean, let's face it, most of us are on the not broke, don't fix it rule. No. Blue Label's great, and that's what I used forever, but tell us about Gold.
So, first of all, and I think part of the thing that made it, like, interesting is we only make it to 40-pound. So we make it in five sizes, 15 through 40.
Okay.
And it's more of a technology thing, but just to let all the consumers know, we know that if we can make this in 50, 60, 80, 100, it would change everything. Seaguard's highly aware of it. They're putting a lot of pressure on the Japanese company, mm-hmm. parent company, to develop the technology to be able to make this in a bigger sizes. So I'm just letting everybody, I can't promise if and when it's going to come out.
But you're trying.
We're doing our best because we realize that it's already a game changer. So five sizes. The best way I describe it to people is if you fished Blue Label, which is known as it's, like, Blue Label's just got this reputation of being, like, super tough. It's a little stiffer. It's a lot stiffer than Floor Premier. It's bigger in diameter than Floor Premier. So it's kind of a beefier, stiffer, more abrasion-resistant line. So
it's the Mack truck,
right? It is. It's
not like the all-purpose.
Yeah. It's still. I still tell people it's the standard in Seaguard fluorocarbon, Blue Label.
It's not trying to be small. Nope. It's not trying to be anything. It's just tough. It is a straight-up big fish line.
Yeah.
Big abrasion resistance. Big diameter.
And we make it from 2 pound to 400 pound.
Right.
So there's not a size in there that if you're fishing that we don't make a size for you. So it's the standard. It was original fluorocarbon that Seaguard introduced to the United States, and still to this day is, you know, if you probably did sales from coast to coast, it's probably number one. And even though we sell a lot more Premier out here on the West Coast, the other fisheries on the East Coast don't have the live bait fishery that mm-hmm. we do. Premier is that small, supple, easy knot tying bait, swims better. You know, it's smaller than diameter and much stronger than Blue Label. But because of its softness and its diameter, it doesn't have the abrasion resistant that Blue Label has. We make that from, I believe, 12 to 200 pound. So a lot of us for that, you know, I know you guys are fans of it, for that pick, you know, the pick bite that we normally have, the baits just swim better.
Sure.
With Premier. So, like, when I'm fishing, you know, big fish on the 16 day, you know, we use a 100 pound line and, you know, sardine fishing, I'm fishing Premier. I'm not fishing Blue Label. But if I'm fishing, you know, big baits at night or jigs or, you know, I'm fishing Blue Label. Blue mm-hmm. Label, it doesn't become quite the stealth that you get, you know, with the live bait fishery in the middle of the day. So now Gold Label is the best of both worlds. So I tell everybody, if you had, like, let's just pretend they're like superheroes. So you have two superheroes, like Wonder Woman and Superman, and then they had a baby. It would be like the super baby. And so it's got a combination of characteristics of both. You've got that kind of small diameter that people like about Premier. It's not as it's stiffer than Premier, but not as stiff as Blue Label.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere in between. It's got a harder finish on it, so that gives you that little more abrasion resistant. So it's kind of, for me, it's the perfect one that, you know, things that people like about Blue Label and then things that people like about Premier, and it's like right in the middle there. And it is tiny in diameter, but man, it is abrasion resistant. It is tough.
It's super tough. I had a chance to use it at El Salto, and we were fishing a 5-inch swimmer and coming through all the junk and catching 6, 7, 8 pounders, bringing them through the junk. And right. you'd get one hung up around a tree and you'd get it out. And I'm like feeling it, like, where the heck is, you know.
Where's the nick? Where do I need to retie this? And you don't.
You don't. It's super impressive at the abrasion resistance. It's a whole new level for me.
Right. Yeah. And then it's a little softer. It's not quite as stiff.
Yeah. So it's easy to cast.
Yeah. So it's got all this other, that's why I said it's like, it's the super baby. Yeah. And,
but the thin diameter to me is what was like the wow factor.
Yeah. No,
really.
I was given some 30 pound a year before it was introduced to the, you know, to actual consumers. Had a couple spools of 30. We went to Guadalupe on a 5-day. And all I had is 30 pound. And I was like, ugh, I wish I would have the 40. I'm like, calling Seagard, do you have it in 40? Because the 30 is a little light, you know? Because you play with 30 pound, it's tiny. You know, you're like,
ugh. It's thread. And it's like you have thread in your hands.
And it was like, and nobody knew what I was fishing. Everybody thought I was fishing Premier because we hadn't introduced it yet. And it was like ridiculous, the bites I got, the performance that you get out of it. And I don't think I straight broke anything off.
It's
awesome. I mean, I pulled hooks, but I didn't break anything off. And it's like, same deal, like you land a fish and you're feeling like, where's the nick? Like, there's got to be something on it.
Yeah, seriously.
They did it. However the magic happened, it happened, and it really is. It's that good. It's Blue Label strength with Premier size and feel. It's a great fluorocarbon. Home run, no doubt.
Yeah, and it's like,
I'm sure you're getting piled on for 50 and 60
and
80 pounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Add me to that list of pile honors, man. We want it, buddy.
It wouldn't surprise me. They have the technology to make it in smaller sizes, so I think it's going to be really great for, you know, a lot of that trout freshwater market for leader material. Like, that's not a problem. It's that they'd never made it past, in Japan, past, like, the 40-pound diameter. And we're like, we need it in bigger sizes.
We need it, like, right now.
Like, yeah, I mean, I want it up to, I mean, realistically, I'd like to get to 130.
Yeah.
You know?
No doubt.
I would kind of take it if they can only go to 80. I'd live with that.
Yeah. You know? No doubt.
I'd live with that. So.
Well, we've got a ton to talk about today. We haven't even scratched the surface of Nomad and how crazy that's been. But man, what an awesome day today is going to be, Corey.
Like, seriously, Rick. Like, one, is this one lucky winner right here?
That's one package,
dude. Dale has brought in like the killer package, and Rick, I mean, you could put a retail on this. I'm guessing $250.
More than that. I mean, I'll bet that's closer to a $300 bag of goodie. I mean, it's a fantastic prize.
So
that Dale handpicked for us.
So if we say $250 to $300 package for one lucky winner today, it's including a couple gold labels, like we're just talking about, a couple premium spools, and two Nomad lures. One lucky winner today is going to win that at 833-288-0973. Give us a shout. We're going to be in the studio all day today with Dale. Man, all this killer stuff. Like you said, we haven't even talked about Nomad.
Yeah, so much cool stuff to cover between the jigs and poppers and stick baits and the DTX basically owning the Wahoo trolling of time. So we're going to cover that when we come back. Talking fluorocarbon. The fun thing about having Dale in here is there's nobody that knows more about this product than him. It's going to be an awesome show. I can't wait, man. We're going to have some fun.
Dale's just got back from Cabo. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's Yamaha's Y-Wave for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. And, dude, we've got, I mean, the line's already lit up.
Yeah, dude, it's been a wild morning. Everybody's so excited to talk to Dale, talk some fun, talk some Seaguar, talk some Nomad. But before we do that, we're going to go all the way out to Florida. We got the man, the boss man's on the line, Pete Gray. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, show's sounding great. I'm listening down here in Marathon, Florida, which is kind of the middle of the Florida Keys on the app. Sounding loud and clear, and you guys are doing a great job. Thanks for covering for me. But we're kind of waiting to go have breakfast here, but it's blowing 22 knots today, so no diving today, I don't think. So unfortunately, but it's supposed to get better as the week goes on, and we're getting our diving and maybe a little fishing in down here too. But the reason I'm calling is I wanted to talk about Big Daddy, about Richard Hightower and Dale's dad. And I know we talked about it. There was a great article in Western Outdoor News this week. And I just wanted to say about Big Daddy and all the things that he did for Let's Talk Hookup over the many, many years he was associated with us, with Marty and you, Rick, of course, and Dale and your brother Steve and Jason and the whole family there, the fabulous fishing Hightowers, as Marty coined it and talked about. But, you know, in the article of Western Outdoor News, it talked about, you know, he was really well known for his love of Newell and for his Wahoo fishing prowess too, and his love of Wahoo fishing. But I got to tell you something. He did so much for me and for Let's Talk Hookup. And I'm just one example of many, many people in the fishing industry that your dad helped. He was such a giver. He was such a generous, generous person. And he recognized that we at Let's Talk Hookup were doing something good for fishing and for the saltwater community of Southern California. And he just took it by the horns and he helped get us sponsorships. He kind of guided us into some really great, great sponsors and just did so much in the early days and through the middle days of Let's Talk Hookup. I just don't want that to go unrecognized of all the good things that he did for Let's Talk Hookup and all the good things he did for many, many people in the fishing industry, including his sons, Dale, Steve, Jason, who are in the industry. I mean, I'm sure you guys wouldn't be in the industry if it wasn't for Big Daddy, right?
Yeah, I got another brother, Brian. He's always the lot. He's the one that used to work with me at Marriott. So he's the quiet one. So he works for Turns Outdoorsman. So he's got all four of his boys in the fishing tackle business. You know, we were raised, you know, fishing. Believe it or not, it was like largemouth bass on Lake Mojave. That's where we started at. My parents had a place up at Searchlight, Nevada, and my grandparents lived up there. So I spent pretty much my childhood in the summers bass fishing, saving enough money to buy night crawlers and water dogs to catch bass.
That's pretty
cool. I was 10 and Steven was 7, and me and my brother and my mom, we went on the Malahini out of San Diego. That was our first trip, Coronado yellowtail trip.
And that was it.
And I think he caught 7 that day, and then we turned around. We went back home. He dropped Steven and my mom off, and we drove back down to San Diego and did it again. So it was like one of those deals.
So cool.
So that's where it all started from. And yeah, no, you know, I thank him for my career and you know everything in my life. So
He was hardcore, man. He was a fisherman. He was like drift fisherman, true at heart. But he had a big heart for a lot of people, including his boys, of course, and for people to make this industry and this fishing industry grow. You know, he was all about. Look what he did with Carl Newell, and he took Newell to different levels. You know, Newell Reels. He took Carl and just basically put him on the map, pretty much. The Newell Reels. I mean, just stuff like that. And what he did with Let's Talk Hookup and other, you know, with all the different products that he represented at, was it Sea Strike? Was that one of the products that he did?
Yeah, he does.
Put them on the map.
Yeah, Catchy Tackle / Sea Strike. Yeah, we've been involved with that from, I think, day one. My dad was involved with the Catchy Tackle, and they bought the, you know, rights and all the stuff for Sea Strike jigs. So there's a lot of things. And you know, it's not just my dad. There's been a lot of icons that we've lost over the last few years that, you know, and Carl Newell being one, you know, Russ Iser, you know, guys like that that, you know, unfortunately, maybe, you know, decades down the line, nobody's going to know who these guys were, you know.
I don't know if that's the case, man. Those are our guys.
Shaped
the way we fish now.
Yeah, I mean, most of the iconic shops have closed down, you know. I look at, you know, shops like, you know, Yo's and Arts, you know, there's not those.
Purfields. I mean, that's all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're like, you know, it's like that's where you went and got your info, man. Mm-hmm. We had a tackle shop called Wayne's Tackle in Norwalk, California, and my dad and Wayne were really good friends. And that's kind of how my dad got into the fishing side of the business. And I remember like cutting college classes to go down and hang out at the tackle shop because that's how you got your info. That's how you learned stuff. You hung around a tackle store and, you know, learned all that stuff that you needed to, where the fish were. Like, you didn't have the internet to go get that. You had to go in and actually have people help you. And that's still true today. That's still true today.
And I'll tell you one thing that Pete said, and I gotta back up. There was nobody on this planet that liked wahoo fishing more than your dad. Like, that was it, man. A Newell 533 5.5 and a Sea Strike 33. Like, that was a happy man.
Oh, yeah, and I got to, you know, So the 8-day, which was always his trip on the Rooster, that is like that first week in October. Mm-hmm. You know, it's now known as the Richard Hightower Memorial Trip.
That's cool.
Still sponsored by all our companies, and so I did that trip this year and took one of his Wahoo sticks, which is the 800XH, which I fished the same rods, but it was actually his stick, and it's, you know, it's funny that the Acura turn reel is kind of a direct relationship from the Newell and from conversations my dad had with Jack and Justin Poe, and so he never got to fish one of the reels. So I fished a 600N on that, and caught my personal best wahoo on it
Sea
Strike 33. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Sweet. Your dad is proud of you for sure for that one. There's no doubt about it. But you know, I just wanted to say he will not be forgotten in this industry. He's done so much, and you guys are carrying on the tradition of the fabulous fishing Hightowers, and keep it up, man.
I appreciate that. And we're probably going to do, his birthday is usually falls around the Fred Hall show. So it would have been his 75th birthday. So we'll probably do some sort of, industry memorial to, for my pops.
Well, count us in.
So I'll let everybody know.
I certainly hope so. He's certainly well deserving of that, and I promise you he'll never be forgotten on Let's Talk Hookups.
Absolutely.
You guys have a great show. Pray for the wind to stop down here in the Keys so we can get out, please. but it's beautiful, sunny, and warm, and it's kind of a cool place. So hopefully we get our diving and some fishing in, and I'll see you guys back in the studio next Sunday, and hopefully have a good report for you.
You got it. Well, Pete, on behalf of the fishing community of Southern California, we would like to once again thank you for going out of town, because the fishing is wide open. Best yellowfin we've had in a long time.
The ocean's beautiful.
Yeah, 300-pound bluefins. It's flat outside.
Of course.
So, again, we as the fishermen of Southern California would like to thank you, and we're going to start a GoFundMe to keep you going on trips out to Florida, because, boy, it's happening right now, buddy.
Yeah. I can already promise you I'm never coming back here in November again. not because the wind goes, because we've come for, in November for a number of years, but it's more so because the fishing is so good at home.
The
weather is so good. Why leave in November, right?
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Well, have a great trip, Pete. We'll look forward to hearing the wrap-up next week when you join us back up a week from today, and have a great time out there. Say hi to all the boys. We hope you have a blast.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for the check. Boy, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Corey, I know everybody's excited to dive right in. Let's do it.
Oh, let's do it, Rick. And let's talk to our good friend in Montebello. Let's talk to Doug. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Doug.
Hi. I got two questions now. What time is it not advantage to use fluorocarbon? And what's the difference between monofilament and fluorocarbon?
Great question.
Perfect. Those are
number one, right?
Number one. I would tell people I fish fluorocarbon 100% of the time. So I fish it all the time. And I fish it not just because of the invisibility factor, the refraction rate. I fish it because of its toughness. You know, it's definitely more abrasion resistant than monofilament. So to answer the first question, I'll answer the second one, which is fluorocarbon's a solid material. There's no air pockets in it. It's actually denser than water. It actually sinks. It's got a refraction rate closest to water. Monofilament, it's a nylon. It absorbs water. It loses knot strength as it gets wet.
It's like a sponge.
It gets softer. It gets stretchier. It's not impervious to chemicals, which fluorocarbon is. UV will break it down. That's not the case with fluorocarbon. It's like night and day, and so that's why I don't fish it. I think it'd be like me using a iPhone 3 versus the new 11 Pro. The technology in line has moved past monofilament in most cases. There's a couple of, you know, times that people still like topwater bass, freshwater, they still like to fish because of the sinking factor of fluorocarbon. But for the most part, I fish surface iron on, you know, my reels with braid and fluorocarbon leader.
It's just so tough.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, that the way fluorocarbon was kind of marketed in the beginning, and still is for very good reason, was the less visible factor. It's
perfect.
It's damn near invisible in the water, and who doesn't want that as an advantage? But you're saying the bigger point is, I mean, sure, that's a great thing, but the bigger deal for you is it's just the abrasion resistance, stronger.
Low stretch, abrasion resistant. Its knot strength doesn't change because it doesn't absorb water. So, like, dry versus wet knot strength. Tensile strength doesn't change when it gets wet. So, like, fluorocarbon, after fishing it and it getting wet, and usually when you're fishing, you're getting your line wet. There's no way around it. And it's going to, if you're fishing monofilament, it's absorbing water. It's getting weaker. It's getting stretchier. You're losing tensile strength. You're losing knot strength.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're fishing on, you know, some of these long plunker bites where you're out there for an hour soaking a bait, you know, it's like your monofilament's getting weaker every time it's in the water.
That's crazy.
I know how tough it is. I know how strong it is. I know that it doesn't break down. So if I've got some, I know that it's as good as when it was made. You know, that whole, you know, monofilament literally has a shelf life, a short shelf life.
Like very short.
Yeah. And it's, and like I said, I think the technology's, with what's out there between a braid and fluorocarbon basis, that's why I don't fish monofilament. And I don't rep it. I just don't fish it.
Yeah, I think a great thing to talk about too is, you know, is all this big giant bluefin that's getting caught on the kite right now. I mean, if you want to talk about a reason why the less visible factor isn't a reason, guys. It's not in the water. You know, I mean, on a kite, your line is out of the water, but we still use Seaguar fluorocarbon because the abrasion resistance is so strong. You know, if you properly crimped a piece of Seaguar Blue 200-pound, it's never, you know, it's never going to fail. It's such a secure way to attach yourself to that big fish, and you don't care about the less visible reasons because it's not even in the water from the kite, but it's the strongest leader material you can use.
And that's it. So what put fluorocarbon on the map was its refraction rate. It's, you know, low visibility in water compared to monofilament or nylon. But to me, that's just the extra benefit you get out of it. That's not why I fish it. You know, when we're talking about, you know, gold label skinny, you know, it's like you put monofilament that skillet skinny, you're going to lose fish.
Right.
You take a monofilament the same diameter as this gold label and you're going to lose fish because of the lack of abrasion resistance and strength.
And so you guys are talking the tuna world, but the inshore calico bass world. So the question comes up all the time,
sure,
like Doug's just asking. And with monofilament, a short 2-foot piece, and that stretch, every time you set a high impact hook set on reaction bites, that mono stretches several inches, and it's like a rubber band, and you can only stretch that rubber band so many times at high impact and have it 100%.
Oh.
Where the fluoro doesn't stretch like that, and it stays 100%. And, yeah, I mean, in the inshore world, we're using 50, 60, 80-pound fluoro, but that's for the abrasion resistance.
Right.
It's seriously, like you've described the whole thing for...
Yeah, yeah. And that impact strength that you're talking about is designed into, like, products like Blue Label and gloves. Mm-hmm. Like, there's an impact of a big fish hitting a bait or a lure. There's an impact, right? And then we make our own resins. We develop this whole technology. We're going on almost 50 years in the
fluoro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Think about
right?
that.
So this company is it from A to Z,
yeah,
makes its own product, develops these resins to be the best fishing lines in the world, you know, and I can't imagine going backwards. And then you talk about, talk about freshwater bass fishermen that literally that make their living, you know, on tournaments, and it's Tatsu. It's that,
yeah,
you know, same deal. It's like,
man, so good.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's hard to go backwards with,
yeah,
once you get the technology.
You don't. Yeah, you can't. Doug, great job, man. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Good stuff for sure. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up more with Dale. And, man, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Great fish reports. We're going to be back on the Let's Talk Hook Up Radio Network and app.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and talking about this inshore fishing that we were just talking about, Corey, how do you not talk about that Shimano Tranqs reel? Literally, if you could sit down and put pen to paper and draw the perfect thing for that inshore fishery, you come up with Tranqs.
From the 2 to 300 size throwing the weedless baits to the 500 throwing the surface iron, I mean, it just... How does it get any smoother?
It covers all bases. So easy to use. So user-friendly. You know, the cool thing about Tranqs that a lot of people don't give credit for is the braking system on those reels. They aid a guy so much in casting, and it really makes it a user-friendly reel. If you've got somebody that is new to using conventional equipment, and you turn the brakes all the way up on those things with the most basic understanding of thumb on and thumb off of a reel, you can put that reel in somebody's hands, and they will not get a backlash. And as their skill set increases, you can start backing those brakes off, increasing their distance and their confidence. You can take a brand new caster with a Tranqs reel, and you will have them consistently casting with no backlash issues whatsoever. It's just the best thing around.
Buttery smooth and cranking power.
Yeah, they're the best. Check them out at your local Shimano dealer. For more information, check out Shimano.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.
You're having good times, man. Lots of fishing going on. And speaking of great fishing, I know, Dale, you just came back from Cabo. And, you know, speaking of that great fishing down in the Baja, we're going to go to my favorite place in the whole world, and that's down to Rancho Llanero. We got John Ireland on the line right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey.
Good morning.
John, thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy. It's been some great fishing going on down in the East Cape right now.
Actually, you know, it's we've sent out very few boats. We've had a wedding all week, so we've sent out maybe 2 or 3 boats a day. The water's cooling now. The water's down to about 81 degrees, and we've had some wind last couple of days, so that's impeded us a little bit. It's fall weather. Mornings are 60 degrees. It's real pleasant weather. Mid-80s during the day. It's just beautiful, beautiful days. Like I say, very few boats out, maybe 2 or 3 a day, and everybody's after the billfish for once, and really been scoring on them as well. All striped marlin and sailfish, but they're averaging at least 3 fish per day release. We had 2 or 3 boats out there just working right in front, not very far, right off the La Rivera bank there on the drop-off, 3 or 4 miles just right offshore and about 5 miles from the hotel. And they've been scoring all day long on the billfish. Very, very good billfishing. And then inside, everybody's been working inside. If they weren't working the marlin, they were coming inshore and fishing the bottom and going after the gaios, the roosterfish. A lot of roosterfish around right now for one whatever reason. It's kind of late in the year for the roosters, but they're around in numbers. I'd say 30 pounds is about the biggest one. A lot of 10-pounders, just loads of them around everywhere. On the bottom, you know, there's a lot of skipjack. Everybody's just hoochieing up the skipjack and then using them for bait on the bottom, chunking them on the bottom. And the bottom is just real active, really, really good fishing on the bottom. We got pompano, lots of big pompano. We've got amberjack, nice-size amberjack. We got one of 47 pounds a couple
Jeez.
Days ago. Yeah, nice amberjack. Pargo, black grouper. They're catching black grouper in about 500 feet of water going way down with that chunk skipjack and picking up quite a few ones, some nice ones, about 15-pounders, I think, was the biggest one, between 10 and 15 pounds. And Sierra, too, for whatever reason, the Sierra around, they're normally not in the area until the water's under 75 degrees. But we've been catching Sierra for the last month and a half, so... And then, like I said, that's where the pressure's been, and a few boats going out, so that's what everybody's been targeting. I know there's tuna south, and they've been catching Dorado right across the front, so it's been good fishing for sure, you know, coming into the season. We're kind of winding down now. It's, you know, it's November, so our fishing business slows down, and we do a lot more weddings and
family events and things like that through the winter months.
Yeah, such a great time to go down, though, and enjoy a little combo trip. If you want to go down and get a couple days of fishing in, get a couple days of ATVing in, and just relaxing and enjoying the atmosphere that is Rancho Leonero, there's just not a more mellow place to wind down, enjoy some time with family. It's a great spot and a great time of year to still come down and enjoy everything you guys do down there, John.
Sure is, Rick. Yeah, and it's a great spot for the kids, too. You know, it just couldn't be any safer. The water out in front is so shallow, and there's no tides or currents or anything to get them, and it's a great place to introduce the kids to saltwater and snorkeling and all that. So.
Great call, buddy. Well, we sure appreciate a great report, as always, John. I love hearing Rancho Leonero. If somebody wants to come down, join you for the remainder of the year, or better yet, booking their boats and their favorite times for next year, how do we find you?
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252, or check out our website, RanchoLeonero.com. A lot of photos on there.
Good call. We appreciate it, always, John. Thanks very much for the report, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
You too, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks a lot for that. One thing that we have not even scratched the surface on yet, and that is the thing that is just destroying great fishing, super fun to fish, and that's Nomad. And another company that you kind of brought to us and just said, hey, man, this is the real deal. And all of a sudden, you know, a couple years go by, and it's just like Seaguar. It just kind of takes over everything. And Nomad has just, they keep coming out with more and more and greater and better and all these things that are just right for our fishery up here. And what a success story and a lot of fun that's been to be a part of Nomad, I'm sure.
Oh, you know, and I'm very happy that I've been able to, you know, be a part of different companies and develop them along the way. It's a ride.
Yeah.
So, we were in with Seaguar in the early day, and you know we've been with Nomad since basically they didn't have distribution a year and a half ago in the United States.
Yeah,
like zero products. The company's based out of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They're known for running a mothership operation in the Coral Sea, catching huge fish such as dogtooth tuna and giant trevallies, and you know they got some. I guess it's like a king mackerel, Spanish mackerel that looks like a wahoo that jumps out of the water 20 feet. They catch wahoo. So, you know, Damon is a engineer by education and realized that these lures that they were fishing, these big aggressive fish in the Coral Sea, weren't doing the job.
Weren't up to task.
So he decided, like, you know what? I can do better. So that's where the whole concept of his lure design came out of, is actually more of a need. And I tell everybody those Aussies know how to something about catching big fish.
yeah, they do.
And they're pretty cool guys to start with. So I got, I think that was the first DTX 200 minnows. I had 16 days, about a year and a half ago on the rooster. They air freighted like three of them to me so I could fish them on the boat. And, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, these type of baits never did well. They have caught fish, but, that diving style bait just didn't track well behind our big boats. And the second I put one of the DTXs out on the troll rotation, I knew right off the bat, like
oh, this is something different.
I go, this is going to get bit. I just knew it, and it did. And then the rest is history. Like, people were lined up, like, oh, can I fish your rod? Can I fish your rod? Can I fish your rod? Because it stops the boat every time. And you're almost at a disadvantage if you don't have one.
It's the wahoo lure now.
Yeah,
right?
I joke with Jason when he comes into the shop, your brother, all the time, who takes such good care of us with Nomad. And I joke with you all the time. It's just, that's it. Like, if you're going on a trip to target wahoo, that is the trolling lure you need to put in the spread. It just outfishes everything else. They're so good.
They dive deeper. They run truer. It's just a...
Yeah, and
they just get bit. God, they get bit good.
Yeah, I just tell everybody, it is fun.
Yeah.
It is just fun. I mean, and I don't know how many troll fish were caught on our aid day, but, you know, pretty much a good chunk of the troll fish were caught on a DTX 200. And it's funny, Andy Cates doesn't even know what the model is. He just says, Nomads. Like, it's just like, you know, it's like saying, like, no, I said, yeah, those DTX 200s. He's like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, the Nomads. He goes, I just know them as Nomads.
Yeah. It's like Kleenex and Xerox. I don't care what it is. Just put a Nomad back there. Make it happen.
And we do have something special coming out. I think all the shops have them on order. But there's a new version of that coming out, hopefully by the end of the year. So it's November. We're hoping to ship them in December. And it's going to be the DTX 220 LRS, long-range special.
Nice.
So a little bit bigger. I had some, I wouldn't say prototypes. They're pretty close to the working ones on my 8-day. And... They track better at higher speeds. Part of the problem is every boat puts off a different cavitation on the hull because of the size of screws that, you know, these boats have. And these weren't originally designed to be doing what we do to them. And also the way that our crew dispatch fish is a little different than the way fish are dispatched anywhere else in the world. So so basically Damon decided he's going to build a long-range special version of this. It's got a whole metal plate on the inside, so any of that wire that gets bent from maybe bat damage or fish hitting or the lure.
I think
the
that's
deck.
So such a cool story of Damon, because basically he made a lure that got bit better than anything we did for wahoo fishing, but we treat those things not very gingerly. When, you know, a long-range, you know, wahoo gets gaffed and flipped onto the deck, and they, you know, swing an aluminum baseball bat to, you know, calm the fish down, and, like, we're putting those lures through paces that they were never in a million years designed to do, but we got to have them because they work too good. So he sat down, you know, to the drawing board and figured out how to make a bigger, better, stronger version that would be just right for exactly what we're doing with them.
And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that a bat hitting the new one's not going to put it out of its misery quickly, but it's definitely going to take all the comments that people have had about it, the better components, better stability behind our big boats.
That's exciting.
Like I said, I got to fish them. Are they going to catch any more fish than the 200s? I don't know if you can actually say you can catch more fish in it. But we fished them side by side. They both got bit equally. I think it's going to come down to more of a durability and trackability deal. It's going to be a little more expensive.
Are they the same size?
No, a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger. Yeah, okay, so there you go.
That's awesome. So, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. Corey, it's time for the Catch Report.
And the Catch Report today, Rick, is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Now they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Now with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And the spices and rubs are now available at the launch ramp at Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
I love it, man. Great spot to get him. We're going to head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Start off with our man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
Doing great. Good morning.
Good stuff, man. Good show this morning. Awesome. Good info on all that fluorocarbon. Certainly some great information there, no doubt.
Yeah, having fun.
For sure.
Man. So what's going on at Dana Wharf? Good fishing.
Well, up here, yeah, fishing's good for us, you know. Some beautiful weather this weekend. Gosh, it's very nice. A half-day action for us. We're still kind of centered around the kelp spots and some deeper hard bottom as, you know, our temperatures start to drop. Our temperatures right now, water temp 62 to 65. So sinker setups for some of the deeper spots have been producing some good action on, like, the sheephead and the whitefish. You know, we're telling our guys it's always a good call to come prepared with a very wide range of sinkers, from like your small sliding egg sinkers, quarter ounce stuff, on up to like 5 ounce torpedoes if you're coming half day fishing with us. So certainly conditions will dictate. Exactly, will dictate. You know, one day when the sun's up, we got a little bit of current, we're going to slide into the kelp. Next day when it's a little hazy and whatnot, water's a little cooler, we're going to, you know, focus on those sinkers and fishing a little bit deeper. So come prepared. The 3/4 day stuff for us, we're still out fishing that shallow water rockfish. Gosh, great counts pretty much every day this week for our guys fishing down that way. The live baits, I'd say, produced probably better than some of the artificial stuff. They produce some real nice quality fish, but gosh, the anglers that are choosing to fish that jig, that cold sniper jig, have been doing very well on some quality reds and some groupers, so it's good to see that. Very, very relevant for us, and of course, you know, the other bag fillers like the scorpion fish and the white fish being caught on the squid strip, so very good bottom fishing there. The Fury, he just got back this morning from a day and a half trip. He had very good fishing for his guys on that trip. A good yellowfin fish ranging from like 15 to 45 pounds, Marcus said. He did also say, gosh, they lost a lot of fish, you know, kind of fishing in the wind yesterday, boat rolling around, pulled hooks on a lot of fish that they should have caught. They did also manage one big bluefin that went 175 for one of the guys there. So it was a nice fish, certainly.
Wow, yeah. That's
and then
great.
Finally, on the halibut front here, new leader on our board, 20-pound fish sitting at the top of that derby. You know, we're only 3 weeks into it, or 2 weeks into it here, actually. So got a handful of fish on that leaderboard. You know, we got trips fishing halibut on Fridays and Sundays right now. And, of course, you know, want to let everyone know you can also get in that halibut derby by buying in on any half-day or 3/4 day trip. So just at ticket time, at check-in, let the guys know that you want to enter the derby, and they'll take, I think, $5 for me to get you in and, you know, have a chance that way as well. So things are clicking for us. If you guys want to hop on a boat, give the landing a phone call. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And for the month of November, We're going to use the code NOV for November 25. So NOV25, when you book online, that'll save your listeners 25% on a half or a three-quarter day trip with us this month.
And such a great offer and such great fishing still going on. We got good weather and good fishing in front of us. Appreciate a great job and a great report, Wooly. We'll look forward to talking to you again next Sunday.
Thanks for the time, guys.
All right, bud. Appreciate that, Vetch, very much.
All right. From Brian all the way to Dana Point, down to one of those beautiful places in our wonderful Baja, Jeff Flowers, otherwise known as RH. Good morning.
What's up, Jeff?
Fantastic, guys. What a beautiful morning and the greatest place to fish, right?
Oh, no doubt, man. We are loving it. What's going on at Cedro Sport Fishing?
Well, things are really still cranking along, just like they have all year. We had a trip down there just recently that decided to take a shot over to Chester's Rock to go take a look at it and do some calico fishing. And they had 100 fish day on the calicos, and they had 50 fish days per person on the yellowtail, a little smaller grade, but still fun to pull on. The stuff at the south end of the island is not as plentiful, but it's much bigger. Fish this week brought in that 40 to 45 pound range.
Jeez.
But your average fare is still in that 25 to 30 pound range.
Yeah, that's great fish. Jeez, Jeff, that's awesome.
Yeah, mostly surface iron, although there's a ton of bait down there right now, and the boys are working hard for the customers to take care of them and get them on the fish. And they're having a blast. You know, we were told a year ago by Javier, which I think both you guys know, that, you know, the people stopped coming before the fish stopped biting. So we extended the season, and he was right. The fish keep biting as long as the people keep coming down. So,
well, that's
so we're
awesome.
Having a blast. We're doing a turnaround today, so we're on the freeway, and we got a couple more trips left in this season, and then it's going to be shut down for the winter. But if anybody's interested in going, I highly, highly recommend getting a hold of Rosie now and getting on her interim scale as far as the schedule. And get your names up on the list. So she's going to have a full schedule out and posted on the website by the end of November.
Okay.
So things are happening quick. So if you're interested in going, want to give her a call at 619-772-7570. Or you can find her on the web at Cedro Sport Fishing. Just follow the links and take a look at the pictures that have been posting for the last few weeks.
Great call, Jeff. Well, we appreciate that very much. Great report. Glad to hear that the fishing is continuing to stay good through the later part of the season. And you're right. No, can't be quick enough to get your name on the list. Because if you want to go to Cedars, call Rosie now. Call Rosie before that schedule comes out so she can kind of give you a heads up, a direction when. Because once that schedule comes out, everything just starts evaporating quickly. So I would call right now, get your deposit, and, hey, we're looking to go kind of this time of year. And I'm sure she can kind of point you in the direction and at least have you prepared before the schedule comes up and all those prime dates get gobbled up.
You got it.
All right, Jeff. Well, great job. Great report. Appreciate that. And we'll look forward to talking next week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. Well, from the Cedros Island to the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's happening?
We're doing great, buddy. Want to know about that great fishing?
Yeah, you know, it's we're in November here. It's a transition time, but still very solid fishing, and we're seeing more perch species, and the halibut guys are happy because they're starting to make some catches. So we'll start up top there. Hook, line, sinker reported good barred perch action on many beaches. Cooler water temps, strong tides have the fish in the mood. Most anglers reported easy limits of fish, mostly up to a pound, with a few kickers. They had a couple pushing 2 pound mark. Goleta, gaviota, east beach, carpinteria, silver strand, all that kind of stuff. Lugworms, mussel, grubs, all working. Wiley's reported all around good fishing. The calico bass bite was pretty good with some rockfish mixed in. Latigo was a good spot. Cut squid was the number one bait. I think a 4 pound bass was the biggest bass. Pescador was another rocky spot that was kicking out some bass. Good perch action for those near Wiley's. It's been up near Magoo there. Just Fishing reported 2 striped bass taken off Hermosa Beach. A 4.5 pounder taken out a bloodworm, and a 6.5 pounder took a flash minnow. One of the halibut guys starting to work it. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported a good spot pin buying off Bolsa Chica and Huntington. The long rodders are targeting the fish outside the breakers. We're doing the best double dropper loop rigs baited with bloodworms and mussels, something like that. A few better models taking on ghost shrimp. Ketchum Tackle reported emerging halibut bite off river jetties. Hard jerk bait guys starting to get fished. I think 25 inches was a better model, but starting to see a lot more fish in there. And then off Doheny, good lugworm bite. Pacific Coast reported good halibut catches down there. The stretch off tamarack was the best. I think a 33-inch fish was top. So, you know, less about the Corbina. A few fish hooked, maybe on a ghost shrimp or an innkeeper worm, something like that. But you're starting to see a little halibut move in, cooler water, more bait inside, and then you get these little flurries of calico bass and other things. But not bad fishing, you know, and the barred perch guys are happy. They're starting to bite, too.
Oh, man, good fishing, very complete. And the beauty of this time of year, you don't have the crowds on the beach. You got good surf fishing all to yourself. Still good fishing to be had, and lots
beautiful
of free,
weather.
Yeah, free range of the beach to go do it on.
It is. It's funny. You just don't see a lot of folks down there. And, man, the weather's nice. Who cares if it's November, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's a great time and great fishing to be had. Gundy, great report, buddy. We'll look forward to hearing another one from you next week.
I love doing it, guys. Have a good week of fishing.
Thanks, Gundy. Yeah. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, that's awesome, Gundy. Always love that report. Every week I look forward to it. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the new Fish Pro Series from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro Series are the finest fillet knives ever produced, and Anza Knives also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or get the Fish Pro Series. Go down and see Sean at Fishman's Processing. You can check him out.
That's a great call, Corey. Hey, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones have been absolutely packed solid, and we come back. We're taking those calls. Lots more information coming your way with Dale Hightower of Seaguar and Nomad. We got Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup App and Radio Network.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.